The National Museum of African American Music opened its first exhibit this week in a way that was different than expected. After a 15-year struggle to build a physical museum in Nashville, the organization is starting with a digital project. WPLN's Anna Patrico reports.
Work began in the year 2000, and the museum's theme has evolved over time. Even its planned location has moved. CEO Beecher Hicks says he considers a digital exhibit to be like a ribbon cutting for the museum.
And so this application, this exhibition, is a way of demonstrating that to people, and they can see that it's all of our story. It's the story of American music, and so we can do that, we can demonstrate that today, even though the museum is about 2 years away from opening.
The website is like a musical family tree. It does highlight some white performers, but it explains which African-American artists inspired them. For example, Amy Winehouse's page shows that she was influenced by both Aretha Franklin and Mary J. Blige. The money to create this digital platform came from Belmont University as a part of its effort to add diversity to its famed music program. Organizers say construction of the physical museum is still on track. The space is part of a redevelopment plan for the city's old convention center. But that project has been behind schedule. For National Public Radio, I'm Anna Patrico.